Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm so pumped you're joining me today because we're diving headfirst into something super important. Building healthy relationships through emotional intelligence. You know that feeling when a conversation just goes off? Or maybe you find yourself constantly giving your energy to people who, let's be honest, drain the life out of you. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's not fun. But guess what? A lot of those relationship hiccups can actually be traced back to a lack of emotional intelligence. Don't worry, this isn't some boring psychology lecture. We're going to break down exactly what emotional intelligence is and how you can use it like a superpower to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships with everyone in your life, from your partner and friends to your family and even that annoying coworker. Get ready because we're about to unlock the secrets to creating genuine connections that last. So here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1. Emotional awareness is key. This means knowing your own feelings, what triggers them, and how they impact your thoughts and actions. Think of it like checking your emotional thermostat. Are you feeling hot or cold? Understanding your emotions is the first step to managing them effectively. Ever feel overwhelmed by a situation at work and then snap at your partner when you get home? Dim. That's your emotions talking without you even realizing it. So pay attention to those little signals your body sends you, the racing heart, the clenched fists, that knot in your stomach. Recognizing them is half the battle. Number 2. Empathy is your secret weapon. This means truly understanding and sharing the feelings of others. It's about stepping into their shoes and seeing things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Imagine a friend is going through a tough breakup. Instead of just saying, "I know how you feel," try something like, "That sounds incredibly painful. I can only imagine how much you're hurting right now." See the difference? Empathy goes beyond just words. It's about genuine compassion and connection. Number 3. Communication is your best friend. This one seems obvious, but sometimes we forget to truly listen and express ourselves clearly. Practice active listening by focusing on what the other person is saying, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back what you hear. And don't be afraid to speak your truth in a kind and respectful way. Think of communication as a two-way street. Both parties need to feel heard and understood. So put down your phone, make eye contact, and really engage with the people around you. Number 4. Manage your emotions like a pro. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings, but rather acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and finding healthy ways to express and manage them. Take deep breaths when things get heated, find an outlet for stress like exercise or journaling, and learn to say no when you need to protect your emotional well-being. Remember, your emotions are valid, but they don't have to control you. And finally, number 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, learn from them and move forward with grace. Remember, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Let's imagine this. You're having dinner with your best friend, and they start venting about their frustrating day at work. Instead of offering empty platitudes like "it'll get better," you actively listen, acknowledge their feelings, and offer words of encouragement based on what they share. You even suggest a fun activity to take their mind off things later that week. See? By putting those emotional intelligence skills into practice, you build a stronger connection and support your friend through a tough time. That's the power we're talking about. So remember these 5 key takeaways. Emotional awareness, empathy, effective communication, emotional management, and self-compassion. These are your tools for building healthier, more fulfilling relationships with everyone in your life. Ready to take action? Start by reflecting on a recent interaction. Did you practice any of these skills? What could you improve? And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who are looking to level up their relationship game. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Keep building those strong connections and never stop growing. That's it for today's episode of The Feminine Reset. I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.